Is this really a radio show? Or did you just call out of the blue?
No, it's a radio show.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Are you positive?
I'm positive. Everybody, get into it. Get stupid. Get retarded. Get retarded.
We got a bunch of people calling us who are all friends, as I am, of another guy who's on the radio at another station here, but we'll give his name anyway. It's Crazy J.
When a person is insane, as you clearly are, do you know that you're insane? Maybe you're just sitting around reading Guns and Ammo, masturbating in your own feces. You just stop and go, wow, it is amazing how fucking crazy I really am. Everybody, everybody, get into it. Get
stupid, get retarded, get retarded, get retarded. Maybe he can stay called Crazy J.
Maybe he's a crazy bird.
You have some mighty interesting people online. Deeply disturbed, cranky lunatics on drugs.
Hopefully the next questions will be positive ones. What advice can you give young people trying out to be a comedian?
Make sure you choose the shows that you do carefully. If some guy from radio says, hey, look, I got a show for you to do, you have to pick it carefully. I tried screening you through my manager who's sitting here. I tried everything. I said, call this one. I thought somebody would get rid of you, and now here you are. Now, do you see why I said get rid of him? Do you understand now? I said, you got to screen this guy. I go, you got to screen these people. Everybody claims they have a radio show. I got a radio show. It's called The J Show.
Get it done.
I gotta tell you, I have a new addiction. Not only was I always a fan of the Oreo cookie, but now they have chocolate cream filled Oreo cookies. Mmm.
Ooh, it's chocolatey and snacky.
I'm sorry, I gotta finish this.
Ooh.
Mmm.
I could not possibly eat one more bag of it's chocolatey goodness.
That's great.
Mmm. I guess I can do.
There's your R rating right there.
Yeah.
following program is intended for mature audiences.
Well, hopefully that song got you pumped and ready to rock.
Let's rock this joint!
Yeah, this joint that we call the 44th floor. This is my home and your home, home of the tiny 2-watt radio show we like to call the Rockin' Comedy
Excellent!
Show. Yeah, it is excellent. You know, normally I bring this show to you each and every week from the padded walls of my electric sandbox, known as the 44th floor, but I have been away for a couple of weeks. Had to go and take care of some personal issues, but I'm back and I'm feeling better than ever. Hello, everyone.
Well, hello, handsome.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
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 Hey.
Hey, you fuckface.
What's going on?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, bitch.
Hey.
Hello, babe.
What's up?
Hello.
Hello to you, too. Yes, it definitely feels good to be back. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host, Crazy Jay.
You're a very strange man, even for a human.
You're not the first woman to tell me that. You are a woman, right? Oh, we've got a great show for the return for May, I guess. This week we've got new material from Rodney Carrington, who has been very busy while I was away. He released a new CD, had a Comedy Central special, has a DVD out now, and a book. He's got a new CD out, though, called King of the Mountains. We'll have some tracks for you with that a little bit later on. Plus, Dino Mike's CD is out. He was here a couple weeks back promoting it. It's called Comedy Kazi. We'll have some tracks from that. Plus, the Worm Quartet is back with a new CD. We'll have a track or two from that one. Always inspirational to hear something from them. And a couple weeks ago, we played you a new song from Barry and the Bookbinders. I'll have that one for you as well.
I'm so stoked.
Glad to hear it. Plus, joining us in the studio a little later on, the Las Vegas Kid. He's no stranger to the Rockin' Comedy Show. He was here about a month or so ago as the drummer for Blackwater 5. His name is George Doty. George is an incredible drummer, as you heard while he was here with Blackwater 5. But he also has an amazing career on his own frontman. And he's got two CDs out, simply titled The Nevada Kid Rides Again. So we'll have some of that stuff for you a little bit later on. Plus, George is going to be here to talk to us and maybe play a little something for us. You never know what's going to happen here on the 44th floor of the Rockin' Comedy Show Studios. I opened up tonight's show with a song called Knockin' on My Door by the Orbisons. And if you're a fan of that band, the lead singer, his name is Vinny, he is also the lead singer of the group called Sponge. I sort of favor the music of the Orbisons a little bit better than I do with Sponge. Sponge is great. I did get to see them a few months back at the joint. But here's another song from the Orbisons that I think you're really going to like.
Oh,
I'm a wussy.
He's a wussy.
A teeny tiny wimpy whiny wussy.
I'm not the world's most masculine man. I only bench press 17 pounds. I shriek and I scream and I wail and moan. When I stub my toe on the ground, I throw a ball like a little girl. I run in fear when I see a squirrel. I'm scared of the dancing kids in It's a Small World. I go to the beach and I lie on my towel. Little kids kick sand in my face. I bought a dog to protect myself. Within a week it died of disgrace. I run like a spaz and I frequently fall. My nutsack is microscopically small. If you spill my venti frappuccino, I'll start to ball.
Smelly wussy.
One time I got a paper cut and I fainted. The emergency room and I are well acquainted. I can't be outside when it's drizzling. I get bruised by each drop of rain. I can't take a bath cause I'm such a twig. I'll probably I'm scared of the dark and I'm scared of the light. I'll poop in my pants if you ask me to fight. Don't sneak up on me and say, or I'll die of fright. Cause I'm a wussy. I'm a wussy. I'm a wussy.
An anti-brawny little scrawny wussy.
Mr. Wussy, you're going to have to sing that again. That totally sucked.
What? No!
Yes.
No! My throat hurts, and I think I pulled a muscle in my tongue. I'm gonna go. Okay, bye.
Ah! What a wussy!
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
Dear Beer, I need to talk to you. This is so hard to do. But the time has come to say that we are through. Dear Beer, I hope you understand. We've done the best.
Beer.
time to say adios, and I hope we'll meet again someday. But we're apart. You'll always have a special place in my heart. When I've already shed some tears, but before I get out of here, I guess I've got the time for one more.
Swaying, singing loud and proud on Saturday night.
The song that I've always considered the theme to the Desert Fest, Smokin' and Drinkin' by Head Cheese. Of course, we're just a few weeks away before we go out to Barstow and fester ourselves again out into the heat. Got a lot of good things planned at this Desert Fest. You're not going to want to miss it this year. Totally different stage than we've ever had before. Plus, I will be out there recording a show. That's right. We'll be out there the Rockin' Comedy Show. We'll be at the Desert Fest. That's right. We've got some contests planned and things like that, so you're not going to want to miss that. Speech Impediment Man will actually be out there and being my co-host at the Desert Fest, so you know you're about to get something really, really good. Well, at the start of the show, I put some clips together with the Black Eyed Peas song, and there was a clip in there of the interview that I did with Craig Shoemaker years ago, and I actually thought that was gone up until I started putting this together. And that interview has only aired twice in the history of the Crazy J Show, and we're going to play it today. We're going to play it in its entirety. It made me want to play the whole thing, because a lot of people have emailed me over the years and said, hey, Jay, could you play the Craig Shoemaker thing? And I thought it was gone, but I did find it. And the reason is because I'm putting a best of CD together of moments from the show. I've put out, you know, CDs before that contained music from the show, but this is actually going to be bits from the radio show. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have favorite bits. So the Craig Shoemaker one will definitely be on the CD. But a very famous Speech Impediment Man clip will be on there that I actually thought was gone. It was gone from the archives forever. Turns out Speech Impediment Man has the only copy, and he'll be making me a copy to put together on this new CD. Where am I going with this? There's a new CD coming out. Speech Impediment Man is going to be at Desert Fest. We've got a lot of great clips that are going to be on there, like the interview you're going to hear a little bit later on with Craig Shoemaker. That's where I'm going with it. And that means Crazy J Presents White Trash Comedy will not be available much longer. So if you have not picked it up, you need to do so. And by doing that, you can go to cafepress.com/CrazyJ, and you can order the CD there. We've reduced the price to almost nothing, so you give you a chance to pick it up. So you'll want to order it right away. Crazy J Presents White Trash Comedy. The new CD is going to be just as good, if not better. Also coming up on the show today, we've got George Doty, who will be here talking about his music. We've got some new music ahead from Dino Mike, the Worm Quartet, and I'm going to play one more before we take a break. It's new from our friend Rodney Carrington. It's from his CD called King of the Mountains. Here's his song called Baby Back.
Darling, when we met, you were a pretty little thing. But your body started changing when I gave you that ring. You're supersizing, no exercising. Goodbye, working out. A double meat with cheese, another helping, please. Baby, that's what you're all about. I pick you up in my pickup truck, but you had to ride in the back. I stopped off at the Sonic Burger. You ate everything in my sack. Darling, please, won't you please think of me? I'd love to have my baby back.
Baby back.
My baby back.
Baby back.
My baby back.
Baby back.
6 months have passed and you've gained 50 pounds. And I confess you've got a real big rack. But the bad part is when I give you a hug, you got a two more on your back. You're supersizing, no exercising. Goodbye, working out. A double meat with cheese, another helping, please. Baby, that's what you're all about. I played football with the boys last night, and you were all-time quarterback. But none of us could ever tackle you, 'cause you're built like a lumberjack. Darling, please, won't you please think of me? I'd love to have my baby back.
Baby back.
Put down the ribs,
baby back.
My baby back.
Baby back.
And baby, come back to me, yeah.
Baby, won't you come on back?
This is Joe Perry
and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
AIDS has killed nearly 6 million children worldwide. That's more than every child in every preschool, grade school, and high school in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, Atlanta, and Miami combined. The time to do something is now. The place is apathyislethal.org. AIDS is preventable. Apathy is lethal.
A public service announcement brought to you by the United Nations Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
What a dumb thing to do.
I feel like I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
I'm 6'4", 300 pounds, a chunk of old gym love. A couple gyms below my head, I'm all perched above. I'm software engineer by trade, beer geeky through and through. I can quote through Trump or Douglas Adams, still my favorite flu. Now you would think with stats like these that I'd find no affection, surfing in the crackling pages of an old penthouse collection. But the gods of love and logic must step down for the sake of a real-life woman, Mary Jane. She seems inclined to stay. I often find it stunning, it's easy to disagree with everything I've ever seen in movies or TV, where the fact he gets no fanfare and his minor wins are muffled. So this victory is for every nerd who's ever trouble shuffled. 'Cause I got a wife where my porn should be, my porn should be, my porn should be. I've got a wife where my porn should be, my porn should be, oh yeah. I've got a wife where my porn should be, my porn should be, my porn should be. I've got a wife where my porn should be, my porn should be, oh yeah. Let's rock now! Comic book collection hits the ceiling of my room. It's a ticky haven basement lair that's never seen a broom. RIP2B and RPG is where I'll never rest. So every console I own emulates the Atari VCS. Screeching Weasel and Weird out there at me from my walls. A sub pump in the corner helps me cope when nature calls. Now take this mental image and keep it in your head. But where the blow up doll belongs, insert a girl instead. I'll find within Jenny, this fact is sure to vex. I've got John Glancy's autograph, but also I've had sex. These games insiders should degree in code and Sun OS. Have also felt the funky touch of human female breast. 'Cause I've got a wife where my porn should be, my porn should be, my porn should be. I've got a wife where my porn should be, my porn should be, oh yeah. I've got a wife where my porn should be, my porn should be, my porn should be. I've got a wife where my porn should be, my porn should be, oh yeah. Yeah, I've got a wife where my porn should be. I've got a wife where my
For more information about my wife, please consult the song My Wife from my third full-length CD, Faster Than a Speeding Mullet, available as we speak from wormquartet.com.
Well, that's a cheap plug.
It's not a plug. It's a bibliography.
Yeah, that's the latest from the Worm Quartet called I Got a Wife. where my porn should be. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Remember, you can contact me online through MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. You can also send me an email. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. Hearing that song by the Worm Quartet just wanted me to play this one by them. It's the most talked about Worm Quartet song on the Rockin' Comedy Show. Here is Frank's Not in the Band Anymore.
Frank, he didn't play too well, in fact he really stank. Frank was a pretty boy, girls thought he was a hottie, but he thought he was a woman trapped inside of a man's body. So Frank went to the doctor, said he needed a change, from a car to a garage in his home down on the range. But they messed up the paperwork to trim his lucky charm, and when he woke from the anesthesia, he only had one arm. Frank filed a lawsuit, he saw managed to lose, and we had nothing for him, but still more bad news. We told him early while his stub was still sore, Frankie, you're not in the band anymore. Frank was upset, he wanted back in the band, and so he taught himself to drum with one hand. We went to his garage and got together to rehearse. He had really sucked before and now he wasn't much worse. So we decided we'd give him another try, when suddenly a chainsaw fell down from the sky. His brother had been playing with it up in the loft. It hit Frank square in the shoulder, cut his other arm right off. We were in the middle of playing a Mean Man song. Suddenly we noticed that the rhythm sounded wrong. We turned around, saw the bloody arm lying on the floor. Then Frank wasn't in the band anymore. So he tried playing the drums with his feet. It sounded stupid, but it really looked neat. But he lost his legs in an accident involving frogs and tang that he's never quite been able to explain. So he tried sticking the drumsticks in his nose. This made the handles all sticky and gross. He talked funny when he played, now with a pained nasal lisp. And his drum solo sounded like this.
Damn it, can somebody pick that up?
No.
When he finally got whiplash from playing with his head, we said, Frank, you've got to stop this, or else you'll soon be dead. We've enjoyed our time together, it's really been fun, but drummers need extremities, and you don't have a one. Frank got real quiet, Frank got real sad. He didn't speak to us for months, I guess we made him mad. But I'm proud to say the story still has a happy end. He got prosthetic everything and now he's still our friend. We use him to prop open the door to the shed, and in the wintertime we've got the world's only talking sled. But our new drummer's name is Yamaha, we got him at the store. Cause Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore. No, Frank's not in the band anymore.
Crocodile.
For granted, I do a lot of stuff in vain. Sometimes at least be empty-handed. Somehow I always end up dead in the rain, and I think I lost my mind.
think it's time this party's ended. Something you never hear from me. So there's no sense in pretending. No, it's no use, you can't get rid of me. And I think I lost my mind. It's hard to find, but I'm doing alright. So take me down and lock me up and throw away the key. There's nothing left here for me. Don't want to spend another minute in the sun. No, I'm living in hell, but I'm just too well.
Comedy show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. You can contact me online. It's crazyjay@comic.com. Again, that's crazyjay@comic.com. You can also find me on myspace.com/crazyjay13. And like always, I'm here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rockingcomedyshow.com. Check out a lot of our archive shows if you have not done so already. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, bringing it to you from the 44th floor of the Rockin' Comedy Show Studios. Coming up, George Doty, the Las Vegas Kid. He's going to be here to perform a little bit, talk to us, and play some stuff from his CD. Also still ahead, a classic interview that I did years ago with funny man, I guess, Craig Shoemaker. What an interview. You're going to love it. You're not going to want to miss it. I am Crazy Jay, and now let's get the laughs going with Mr. Bobby Collins.
getting older. We're getting older.
Have you become your parents yet?
Oh, look, yeah. We never thought it would happen.
Never us. Look.
God, I never thought I'd be like my father.
Close the door. Come on, you're letting out the heat. Turn the lights on. Yeah, what am I made out of money?
I became my father.
I got an electric bill last month for like $28,000.
I said, honey, we got to sell the house. Can't afford to stay here.
Keeps the heat on the pool 103 degrees. I go, honey, the kids are scorching themselves. I got a burn unit on the front lawn. I get calls from the Coast Guard thanking me because my house is a beacon of light for lost ships at sea. Psychics on the lawn. Follow the light. Honey, there's John Edwards. He's crossing over. Got to see the meter behind our house. He can light a cigar on. People bring their cutlery over.
Who's got kids? Put your hands up. Kids. Yeah. My people. Who's got more than two kids?
My people. Why? What do you got?
I know, me too. How many boys, girl? Okay. You forgot? She's got really nice eyes, but I don't know if she's coming with us. Go ahead. How many do you have, lady? Two what? Okay.
Have a little party in your head. You didn't invite anybody. I hear them too. Ding, dong,
the even her husband, she gets like that.
My wife's Italian, from Italy. Hairy, very hairy. You know her?
She's hairy.
I must need that. I get cold. I go, honey, come over here.
We vacuum a lot.
Kids, mommy's off the couch. Grab the dirt devil.
Tell me if I ever said that, I'm an asshole.
She's not here. Come on.
Yeah. I got three daughters.
Three. You two? You got three? No boys? It's not a day I don't get up to pee. I trip over hormone. What's your ages?
12, 10, and 6.
Yeah, I'm close in there.
Let me ask. You're good people. We're from New England. Does God give you one kid? A little whack.
Look at the fathers. Yes, he does. Look at the mothers. You gotta love them all the same.
Is it always the middle kid? Because we got this one. Why? Because
the first one, you're so happy, we're having a baby. Second one, been there, done that. Cereal's on a second shelf. You gotta see my third. Daddy, huh?
When I came in here tonight, well, I was feeling pretty low. Life just seemed to take a turn for the worse. When I saw those suds appear, I lost my urge to shed a tear. From the first sip, I was feeling better by the beer. Well, it don't matter what the brand, from a keg bottle or can. It's all good when there's a cold one in my hand. Whether red, pale, dark, or near, hops and barley have no fear. How about a toast to feeling better by the beer? By the beer.
By the beer.
By the beer.
By the beer.
By the beer. By the beer. I become another man. One by one I conquer fear. Feel my heartache disappear. head locked in a vice, and I'm feeling that the end is drawing near. The porcelain god I commandeer, and then from the fridge's rear, hair of the dog, I'm feeling better by the beer, by the beer. Looking better by the beer. Here it goes. By the beer.
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 By the beer. Was that last call? Then we're better buy more beer.
Here's a drinking song. Bartender, let me tell you my story. It starts like this. I was in this bar a year ago, I guess. A cocky Texas boy from Abilene. Yeah, and in walked this woman I've never seen. Yeah, she was sitting right over there with her black roots showing through her bleach blonde hair. And I walked up and did something I shouldn't have done. I opened my mouth when I should have turned and run. I said, if you're looking, I'm thinking, you'd look better if I was drinking. Alcohol impairs my judgment somehow. When I drink, I stick my foot in my mouth, so I hope I don't say this out loud. But I bet you look good 20 pounds ago, or even better 10 beers from now. Yeah.
Well, she reached up and she gave me a slap, and she sat back and she started to laugh, and I fell over a chair and I hit the floor. Yeah, I was crawling backwards saying, baby, I don't want no more. She said, you shouldn't talk about no one else when you ain't much of a prize yourself. Slim Fast hadn't done a thing for you. Boy, I think you've bitten off more than you can chew. She said, if you're looking, I'm thinking, you'd look better if I was drinking. Alcohol impairs my judgment somehow. When I drink, I stick my foot in my mouth. I hope I don't say this out loud. Bet you look good 20 pounds ago, or even better 10 beers from now. Then we discovered, though we weren't attracted to each other, alcohol is a wonderful thing. We became inebriated lovers. And we were looking, and we were thinking, we'd both look better if we were drinking. Alcohol impairs my judgment somehow. We made a toast, we raised our drinks, got everybody to join in and sing. I bet we look good 20 pounds ago, or even better
10 beers from now.
Yeah, I bet we look good 20 pounds ago, or even better 10 beers from now.
Doug Moreland here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with this song called 10 Beers From Now. We had the Moonshine Mountain Boys ahead of that with Better Buy the Beer. That's right. Better by the beer. The Desert Fest gets better by the beer. If you missed my little announcement earlier in the show, I will be recording the Rockin' Comedy Show from Desert Fest. Yes, out in the middle of nowhere. We're just going to plug all the equipment into some rocks and, you know, see what happens. Now, we have a lot of great professional equipment out there. Tom that runs the sound is amazing. So we sort of started talking about, hey, why not play music for the people that are out there, do a show, have fun. It's going to be like doing it live. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. Desert Fest, always the first weekend in June. This year, of course, June 1st and 2nd. Not going to want to miss it. Music lineup is still up in the air, but it's going to be good. Let's play one more. We'll go into break, and coming up, we got George Doty, who's going to be here. But Here's George as the drummer of Blackwater Five and their song called Coors and Bud.
You drink Coors and I drink Bud, and that's how come we fight. You like TV and I like radio, and it's off and on all night. You got a cat and I got a dog, you know that ain't right. You drink Coors and I drink Bud, and that's how come we fight.
This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving.
Mm.
And I don't quite know how to say this, but...
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out.
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, you seen Ronnie lately?
No, so?
Well, I hear he's totally buff now.
Ronnie buff?
Totally history buff.
Whoa, here he comes now.
Hey, lovelies. You know, I was just thinking about the founding fathers.
Wow.
Tough call in the 1780s about who gets authority. Shaky new federal government or the established power of the 13 states. Kind of makes you think. Well, gotta go.
Swift. He is so buff.
So history buff.
Wow, but how?
He's been working out at LOC.gov, Library of Congress website, whole American experience in film, photos, music, and fun-filled facts.
Whoa, check out Clarence.
Hey, love to talk, but I gotta go exercise my mind at LOC.gov.
Swoon!
Want to get really history buff? Visit LOC.gov, the Library of Congress website, and find out more about history, America's great national pastime. A public service message brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
here on the Rockin' Comedy Show. And you do have another thing coming. It's called another hour of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. If you're ready for it, I'm ready for it. So let's do it. Not done.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, yeah, ladies, you should have seen me dancing around in the studio. It was like watching a Chippendales dancer through those funny glasses, you know, with the, like, the Coke bottle bottoms. But I got to say, the ladies of Scores, well, they found me. Well, they found me.
Sandbagging, son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's something like my brother would have said when we were at Scores the other night. See, they have a Scores here in Las Vegas. It's been here about 2 years, and I really don't go to strip clubs too much, but he has some connections in there. So we went to Scores. We had a good time, you know, getting some free drinks. That's basically why we went. I'm a whore for the free drinks, I got to tell you. Nice club, first time I've ever been in there. And as my brother sits next to me, we're sitting there, and he's had one or two girls come up to him. And I got to tell you, my brother is, he's very, you know, very nice looking. You can totally tell we are not really related. He is my foster brother all the way. But I had like six or seven girls come up to me, sit on my lap within a time span of like 10 minutes. And my brother looks at me, and he's laughing. Like, look at you, you know, and I was like, one of the girls comes up to me, and she's, you know, she's giving me all the free grind, so I'm not going to stop her until she says, do you want to lap dance? And then I'm going to say no, but, you know, so she's sitting there, and she's grinding, she's filling my junk, she's doing whatever you got to do, and then she's like, what do you do for a living? She says, well, I don't really want to tell you, you know, you'll laugh. I could have told her, yeah, I do the rock and comedy show. Chances are she might have heard it with the 78,000 downloads that the show gets. But I told her, no, I work at Star Trek The Experience. I'm an actor. Which, you know, is not entirely a lie. I do a little acting in the show. So I said, oh, I just don't want you to laugh, you know, because I work at Star Trek The Experience. And she laughs a little bit. And then she said, what do you do there? And I told her I was an actor. And blah, blah, blah. We start talking, and I go, but see, you know, like, you and I have something in common. And she's like, why? I go, well, you're acting right now. You're acting as if you're interested in me, but you're really just interested in my wallet. I do have to say, though, that the ladies of Scores, beautiful, but none were as hot as this little Filipino girl named Ginger.
Well, your naked breasts are oiled up nicely.
Yeah, something like that. Well, it is time for another hour of the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am still your host, Crazy Freaking J.
What's your name, scumbag?
Crazy J, just like I said. And with this hour, you should probably tighten up your straitjacket and calm the voices in your head, because coming up this hour, George Doty is going to be here. We're going to talk to him. Find out a little bit about his music career, and hear some of the music that he's done.
Bam, motherfucker.
And if you want to contact me through email, you can. It's a simple, simple thing to do. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. And you can always visit me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj and the number 13. And there's always the website, the Rockin' Comedy Show website, where you can get archived shows, links to other artists that we play on the show. And if that's not enough for you, we have got news. You can go there. We've got news links on there. We've got all kinds of stuff. So it's pretty good. You want to check it out, rockincomedyshow.com. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, here is the latest from Rodney Carrington. It's called Show Them to Me.
Oh,
Oh, it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. There's too much hate and killing going on. But when I see the bare chest of a woman, my worries and my problems are all gone. No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. And maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world. Show them to me. Show them to me. Unclasp your bra, set those puppies free. They'd look a whole lot better without that sweater, baby, I'm sure you'll agree. If you got two fun bags, show them to me. I don't care if they don't match, or one's bigger than the other. You can show me one, and I'll imagine the other. Even if you're really old, there's nothing wrong. Don't be sad, your boobs ain't bad. They're just a little long. Show them to me. Show them to me. Lift up your shirt and let the whole world see. Just this robe, show your goals, and a happy man I'll be. Either you got dos chichis, show them to me. I've met a lot of them, but never one I've hated. Even if you've had 13 kids and you think they look deflated, there's no such thing as a bad breast. I believe this much is true. If you're a big fat man, titty fan, and I'd love to see yours too. Show them to me. Show them to me. Just like the girls gone wild on TV. Just lean back and show your wreck, and I'll be in ecstasy. If you got two cassabas, show them. Me, yeah. All the world will live in harmony. It'll do you good, and it'll give me wood, and we'll make history. If you love your country, I'm gonna say it one more time. I said if you love your country, then stand your ass up and show them big old titties to me.
Upside down on stage. with that G-string halfway up your Jennifer look on your face. $20 later, our worlds they did collide, and you let me love you as long as I kept my hands down by my side. And I never will forget the way you shook your boobies.
Scum here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with her song called Sweet Little Stripper, and that's definitely what Ginger is over there at Scores in Las Vegas. What a good time we had the other night. I have again been living the Vegas lifestyle. It's been a long time, but every once in a while, I just go out and just live it up. And these last couple of weeks, we've been hitting the nightclubs, we've been going to the whiskey, we've been all over the place having a good time. So if you're a fan of the Rockin' Comedy Show, you might see me out there dancing around, ladies. I got to tell you, I like to throw it down. According to my brother, don't throw it down very well, and he has to teach me rhythm. But, you know, let's work a little bit at a time. Anyway, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and this is Green Day.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass. 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory but never forgets what I lost. Wake me up
when September ends.
I'm trying to tune out the voices in my head. I tune into the Crazy J Rockin' Comedy Show, and I think that you should too. I don't know, dude. It seems that no matter what I do, no matter how hard I try, all the other superheroes are gonna be mad at me. I mean, with good reason. I spank them at the box office.
Because I'm known as the Amazing Spider-Man. I shoot lights up with from the palms of my hands.
Looking to fight, crawl through these criminals, and I'm all like, sup, Mac, put down the money sack, and then I make another witty dumb crack, and they're like,
oh my god, it's him, Jimmy, take a look at the Amazing Spider-Man, I swear to god that your movies rock, make the other real flicks look like cops,
and by now, other superheroes start to sneer, especially when I tell them that their underwear looks queer, well Superman's yelling, getting all racing, he's not super enough to make what my movies made, so Batman's always trying to rag me out, you see, pulling weapons out of his belt like a Boy Scout G, it's only for what movies are all rated B, dude who made Batman and Robin, it wasn't me, yesterday the Fantastic Four tried to pick a fight with me, cause I passed up their film for Spider-Man 3, start to think that they all don't like me, they try to crush me, light me, stretch me, unsight me.
Because I'm known as the Amazing Spider-Man. I shoot lights up from the palms of my hands. All other superheroes gonna get canned. Cause all you need's the Amazing Spider-Man. 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 Spider-Man.
Batman, do ya? Watch you take the Batarang straight right through ya. My new costume's made of toxic rubber, it sucks. Especially when I hear tights of $50,000. Take a big cup of, that's obscene. No, I ain't Cyclops, I'm Wolverine. And what's with the glitches in the danger room? What, Marvel cut up funding for Spider-Man 2? I know how to act better than Spidey does. I just rip out my claws and then yell, rawr! So what's with the cash then? For me, no, they're X-Men. Small patients, anger that sends shivers at my adamantium. The itsy-bitsy spider thinking he's so cool.
Me hope no white spider me think he's fool.
My Superman powers are supreme, so that says to his drivel. At least my weakness ain't little green pebbles. I just like that wall-crawling pest. So joke me no get. Let me put on my shock face.
Hulk smash, Ruby said.
You know what? I think we can settle this still. Oh there, Spidey. Now I see where your show's called Smallville.
Why you? He thought you smashed fire. Why not you?
Are you mad? Do you think I want to get sued?
Hulk always mad. Hulk smash.
I'm known as the Amazing Spider-Man. I shoot lights up from the palms of my hands. All other superheroes gonna get canned. Cause all you need the Amazing Spider-Man.
Time to hear Spider-Man rock, but Daredevil suck. I mean, even it's right in an amusement park. I'll show the world Daredevil's a force that better be reckoned. I'll turn the lights out, then feed his webs in.
Hey, what the?
I hit it when I swing by on a wire strand and someone yells,
hey, look, it's Spider-Man!
I ain't Spider-Man, I don't climb walls. Hell, I don't even have my own agent call. I'm just a blind lawyer in Hell's Kitchen at night and run around in tights just wishing I can get a sequel made and maybe even paid without fans saying at home I should have stayed.
Oh.
The Ultimates? I'm sick of these guys. Life is so much easier in 1945 when the stars and the stripes and then all hysteria gets made as no use for Captain America. Catwoman movie? Makes you want to gag. The Hulk movie? Makes you want to gag. Hate film studios. You want special effects, right? Forget Spidey. Give the Cap film a green light.
A Captain America film? Who would watch that?
Patriotic American.
What you smoking, Cap? Anyway, I'm Iron Man and I got all the loot. Chicks are crazy for Tony Stark because I'm cute. Iron Man comic sales really did suck. The Ultimates did better, but we're running out of luck. I'm out of the Ultimates before I get canned. I'm gonna make for a cameo in the next Spider-Man.
Guys, why can't you see that the fans only want to see me? And your jealousy makes me laugh, cause all they need is Spider-Man.
He's known as the Amazing Spider-Man. Mary Jane makes him sticky in the palms of his hand. I'll bet she does.
His ticket sales climb faster than he can.
Me hope no light sticky is so clean.
Spider-Man.
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 Hey, bub. Give it up, most successful hero in Hollywood. The Amazing Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man, I do whatever a spider can. Spins a web, any size, catches thieves, just like Fly Spider-Man. Whoa, 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 look out, look out, look out, look out, look out, Spider-Man. Spider, 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 spider. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Action is my reward, as long as each film I get paid more Spider-Man.
Hey, I wasn't done yet.
Now Peter.
Parker.
Pop.
Pictures.
For JJ's.
Rag.
Inna.
Reedy.
Oh.
Active Science.
Lab.
Winner.
Long came.
Spider.
Who bit now?
He.
Is web.
Swing it through NYC.
Now Spider-Man, he was so cocky. And all he wanted was the Buzz TV. But after Uncle's murder, it made him see. With great power comes responsibility. And now criminals all around the town will turn tails and scatter when they hear this sound.
Namely, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Peter Parker's an embarker known as Spider-Man, but Norman Osborn's gotten darker in his corporate plan after he took a serum while delirium out to kill Spidey and everyone near him.
On his glider throwing bombs, Green Goblin he be yelling.
So with time and Spidey's climbing, stopping crime and all the villains, Scorpion,
Hobgoblin, Kingpin Rhino,
Venom, Carnage,
Dr. Rock,
and Electro. With that May,
Mary Jane,
yeah he'd like
to meet her,
get the
girl,
save the
world, and his name is Peter.
Like the X-Men.
X-Men, as I was told, mutant powers and such, he's brave and bold, like Xavier, who's the savior of the phase like Rogue. Her and Storm will make it warm while they will stay in vogue, and it's been great to see her play, will make you say, God damn, that Stan Lee made my day. Cyclops' vision is beaming, Magneto is scheming, yeah, he's dreaming of Weeman. Toad's a little demon, Logan Wolverine's powers will heal all your wounds when he fights with claws against Sabretooth. Now Reed can stretch for a mile or more, he's the mister of the Fantastic Four, with invisible suit and a thing that's orange, just don't get scorched by the Human Torch.
Get Banner Man and you'll shout he can, he's the big green Hulk whose temper is bad, he's the big green Hulk in your neighborhood Hulk.
Smash,
something
smash,
he,
smash,
something good.
There it is. Captain America has adventures.
He calls upon
the Avengers. Iron Man's armor and with Thor's hammer. Soon Victor Von Doom is in the slammer. Silver Surfer's all shiny. Daredevil's cool, but he can't see. Do they compare? None of them can to your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Huh?
Hey, Diva, let's break it down. Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Uh-huh, spinning webs from here to Japan.
Come on, see him there, swinging higher.
Homeboy looks like Tobey Maguire.
Look out.
The Spider-House rules.
Here comes the Spider-Man.
Hounsaw is ready, ooh yeah.
Was pitiful, couldn't have been any shyer. Mary Jane still wouldn't notice him, even if his hair was on fire.
But then one day he went to that science lab, that mutated spider came down. Oh, and now Peter crawls over everyone's walls, and he's swinging all over town. La 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 da da. Sling us a web, you're the Spider-Man. Sling us a web tonight. Cause we're all in the mood for a hero now, and there's evildoers to fight. Kid's a friend of his who horns in on Mary Jane, but to his great surprise it seems she prefers guys who can kiss upside down in the rain. With great power comes great responsibility, that's the catchphrase of old Uncle Ben. If you missed it, don't worry, they'll say the line. La la diddy da da da.
Now Norman's a billionaire scientist who never had time for his son. But then something went screwy, and before you knew he was trying to kill everyone.
And he's riding around on that glider thing, and he's throwing pumpkin bomb. Yes, he's wearing that dumb Power Rangers mask, but he's scarier without it on.
Mm-hmm.
did you come up with those tights? It's a pretty sad day at the funeral. Norman Osborn has bitten the dust. And I heard Harry said he wants Spider-Man dead. Ah, but his buddy Pete he can trust. Oh, and MJ is all hot for Peter now. Ah, but Peter, he just shuts her down. Mary Jane, don't you cry. You can give it a try again when the sequel comes round. La la diddy da da dum. Sling us a web, you're the Spider-Man. Sling us a web tonight. Cause we all sure could use us a hero now. We think that you'll do alright.
That's Ode to a Superhero by Weird Al Yankovic from his album Poodle Hat. Head of that, the great Luke Ski with his song called Peter Parker. And from Comedy Kazi, the newest CD from Dino Mike, that was his little song called Spider-Man. By those three songs, can you guess what movie opened this past weekend? Spider-Man 3. What a fantastic movie it was. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, George Doty will be here on the 44th floor.
All rise, all rise. This honorable court is now in session.
The defendant is before the court today for sentencing, having been previously found guilty of a gun crime. It is the order of this court that the defendant be sentenced to a term of 5 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Oh, love fire. Oh, yes. So well.
Scarfing French fries. Just one way to really impress kids. Even better, just one of the many ways to spend time with them. And when you spend time with kids, anytime, it helps prevent crime. Call 1-800-WE-PREVENT for a brochure or visit weprevent.org to find out more. Brought to you by McGruff, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Get insane.
It is the music of the uninvited. This is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, welcoming you to the 44th floor of the Rockin' Comedy Show studios. Joining us in the studio, no stranger to the 44th floor. He was here with Blackwater 5 as their drummer, and he is back with some solo performances today. Give it up for George Doty. How you doing?
I'm fine, Jay. It's nice to be here.
It's nice to be back.
Yeah, nice to be back.
Did you notice the elevator was working today?
Oh, yeah. I pushed the button. It was like, bam, I was there, man.
But it's a beautiful day up here on the 44th floor.
Yeah.
And when you were here last, you were drumming away with Blackwater 5. Fun. We had a great time.
Yeah.
My buddy Speech Impediment Man loved you.
Excellent. Yeah, he's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a stern.
You should see him on a really good day.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But you have been doing some solo stuff for many years, is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure thing, brother.
It's pretty good for a guy that's 12 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When did it start? Where did you start doing the music?
Man, the truth, you don't want to know. I mean, but the fact is, I left a lot of footprints, I can tell you that.
Right.
A lot of faithful followers, man, since like 1956, 58, 19... It was a piano, hitting the piano at 58, gathering a crowd in Buffalo, New York, at a train station. It's on, got a picture of that, and it became a drummer in 1960.
Have you worked with anybody famous?
I've worked along, besides myself, well, I've worked along with a lot of, I was in the big band era, actually, when I got into business in 60. And then, of course, people like the Beatles came to the United States and so on. And Chuck Berry and you name it, rock and roll wasn't even out. But I was swinging on the drums in 1960. And then I played a guitar and then a singer. I was a singer. And then, I had a fan club, 69 members. Bang, ding, 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 ding. 69, yeah. But that was great, man. I made a dime. I used to play at the old YMCA in town, and I got paid as little as 10 cents. We thought that was a lot back then. So I've helped chum up the money, you bet.
Have you been in Vegas most of your life?
No. I would say, when the day they turned the lights on, I was surely not to miss the switch. So, yeah, when they flicked them lights, it was like whoever wanted to be in, who was really true to the music business, the lights lit up, baby. We were all on fire, you know.
Well, you've also got jokes. You were cracking some jokes the last time you were here, so we'll get some jokes out of you a little bit later on as well while you're here.
Sure.
If you're down for it. I'm not going to twist your arm.
Sure, why not? I'm a funny guy.
You are a funny guy.
Yeah, I can be.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the first song that you're going to play for us. You're going to give us a little...
Sure, a little sample. Little piece of the song. It's called Oh How I Wonder. The song is entitled Oh How I Wonder. Special dedication to Maxine Elaine Vanderwig, who faced a serious operation, open heart surgery back in 2000, and she was successful out of the operation when I would go back to home. I picked my guitar up, and these songs came to me from, I guess, the spirit. And of music, and put me into another realm of discovery and part of myself that you'll hear. When you play these songs, I finally went in there and recorded them. I hadn't done anything. I ran in the studio and laid them down. It came off of an acoustic guitar, and the words were kind of just laid out. And it's like I say, from the spirit, give me the whole song. So. And I just laid it out, and you'll hear the finished so-called product. I pick up the instruments, go in there and play them, set up the tempo, play the bass, play the acoustic guitar track, what have you, sing the song, boom, it's over. And something to appreciate in the music business, to be creative and to get a blessing to be creative at all. So. Yeah, which brings me here for a creative guy like yourself, Jay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so has the faith and the time to try to show the rest of the world demonstrations of a lot of talent we have here in this country.
That's what the Rockin' Comedy Show is all about. If it rocks, you're here in the studio.
Right on, baby. Yeah. It's been a good it's a good day. Yeah, today we did a show for some kids at school. We did the elementary school. Last night I was at a local pub or bar, and then I, of course, worked the casinos here and there, and I've opened up some concert shows as well. But it's, like I say, it's nice to be here with you, Jay, because over the radio, which I used to play the radio back in the 60s, live every Sunday. We'd play it live over the radio, and it's a real venture, and you get to entertain the world, so to speak, instead
right.
of, so we appreciate being here, Jay.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you here. Let's play some catgut strings.
Catgut strings, huh? Well, we're going to try this, huh?
Yeah, let's give it a try.
It's called Oh, How I Wonder. Oh, in this
silent world all around me. I wake up for your peace. Oh, in this silent world all around me, I wake up for your peace. Wake up for your peace. Thank you.
Boop, boop.
Hey, coochie, coochie, coo.
Uda man, Uda man.
Are you the cutest little baby boy?
Say what? Just look at you. Not one thing to teach me to speak well.
A goo goo, a ga ga ga.
Did you know that your baby's first year is crucial to his learning? Scientists have proven that a baby's brain develops much better when you read, sing, and talk to him in full sentences from the day he is born.
He learns it from you.
No tickling, Dad.
Once upon a time, there was a humongous shoe.
It's okay if he brings out the baby in you. But remember, you need to bring out his mind.
He learns it from you.
An early start. Now that's smart. A message from El Valor McCormick Tribute Foundation and the Ad Council.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother Justin,
hello,
hi,
are here to share some stuff we've learned.
With kids, it's not always what you say, but how you say it.
Hey Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay.
Hey Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
Wow, that looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you! Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day.
Making a big difference in the life of a child. To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Until next time.
He walks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birdies on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rock and robin.
There's nothing wrong with reusing good material. So the next time you go shopping, buy stuff you can reuse. You create less waste, reduce pollution, and save energy and resources. Not to mention, come off sounding very cool. Buy smart, waste less, save more.
For more information, call 1-800-2-RECYCLE. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense. Finding the ways that work.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Remember, you can find me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. You can visit me on the web 24/7 if you would like at rockincomedyshow.com. That's rockincomedyshow.com. You might want to check that website out, and also if you haven't friend requested me, do so, because we've got some great shows coming up in the next couple of months. Live shows. I'm not really meaning the radio show, but live shows. We've got Desert Fest happening. We've got some other great summer fests that you're not going to want to miss. And you will if you don't friend request me on MySpace. Joining me in the studio here on the 44th floor, performing for us today, is Mr. George Doty.
Yay! Yo.
Last time you were here, you were drumming your heart out with Blackwater 5. Once those guys get playing, man, you can't get them to leave.
Yeah, that's on any occasion.
But I love them. Those guys are rocking. And it was good to have them all here and have you here again playing. What you do some solo stuff, and you have a disc out. Is it available at shows?
It's on cdbaby.com, if you don't mind. It's under the Nevada Kid Rides Again. Yeah, you can find it there.
Yeah, it's got some good stuff. Before we get into the song, why don't you tell us a joke? You're a funny guy.
You're kidding me. I play a new instrument. Yeah, the nose.
The nose?
Yeah.
Do you pick it or blow it?
That's the one.
Ba-dum-bum.
Bang. Yeah. Okay, you got me. So anyways, I went out, this guy went out with he had three dates last week. Yeah. He had three blind dates. Yeah. had so many blind dates, they thought they was going to issue him a free dog.
Let's stick to the music. I'm just kidding. Let's talk about this this song here. You tell me is pretty intense.
Yeah, it actually it's got some different words actually to the song, but when I laid it out in the studio, the words became a song of Under the Desert Sky, and there's another song on the CD called Fight for Freedom, and they ended up being political songs that I sent to Washington, D.C. Of course, back in 1991, there's a song on that CD called It's Wartime that I got a letter back from George Bush Sr. thanking me for being concerned of our country, and but that's not why I sent the music to him. I just thought it was had a sense, some meaning to it, and the war was over within 6 days of them receiving my CD back in 1991. But this here new stuff, I sent it to George Bush Jr., and but I didn't hear anything back on it, whether he got the songs or not.
Probably doesn't know how to play it.
Could be. And, but it's an actual fact. When you hear the song, it pretty much describes what's going on over there in any war. And in any case, any war is not worth too much. So, I think there's another way. But for peace on earth here, especially in the Holy Land, to have war doesn't make any sense.
Alcohol makes everyone get along.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That's my theory.
Is that it?
Yep.
Well, yeah, that or laughing gas.
That's my motto.
Well, I called the White House myself about maybe a month and a half ago. I told them, I shouldn't tell everybody this, but I told them they should put gas masks on the soldiers and then gas them. It's you're not allowed to do that in a convention, Geneva Convention, but it wasn't to put them out. It's just to put them to sleep and walk in and pick the guys up or laying next to, a rifle or, M50, or a rocket launcher. You just pick them up, put them in a concentration camp and wait and see how long it takes for the action to start up again. And by this time, you go in, and another guy says, that sounds good. If that don't work, use laughing gas. And when you come out laughing, you know what to do. But the fact is, just put them in a concentration camp and captivate these people and bring some kind of peace, because there's no sense in shooting bullets across the street. There, it's a never-ending battle there.
Yep, it's not doing any good.
No, sure isn't.
All right, so let's get a little taste of this song, Under the Desert Sky.
Under the Desert Sky.
I was walking with a tear in my eye. I was wondering for the reasons why we marched on till we died under the desert sky. I started running, the fire began. Now I know, God, God, I ran to seek the cover of the night under the desert sky, under the desert sky. Bullets fly by and hit by light with a fear that I don't get through tonight. For my task, or is this in vain? for a flight of reasons is to drive me insane. Under the flag, another kid is born. Torn from our country, then I feel warm. When I'll get back to my home, under the desert sky, under the desert sky. I moved over to say hello. Under the desert sky, under the desert sky. My family awakes for heaven's sake. Can't anybody see there's no reason for to keep killing one another? Yeah. Oh, my God. Under the desert sky. For someone find peace. Not even yourself. Your God forsaken yourself. Under the desert sky. Under the desert sky. Oh, stop carrying your gun. Put down your gun. There's no love. No fun. There's no life. For the freedom we were born with, oh, freedom. We're getting torn with a bloodbath. Oh, I can't get, we're gonna lose our path under the desert sky. Under the desert sky. Under the desert sky. Under the desert sky. Under the sky. Under the desert sky. Under the sky. In the sky, under the desert sky, under the sky. Lord, where must we go? This is all, oh Lord, Lord. Someone come forward, say, God, our son. Hug me now, hanging on from the cross, under the desert sky, under the desert sky. Yeah, yeah.
To the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm Crazy Jay. We're here on the 44th floor with George Doty. That was George right there with Under the Desert Sky. Rockin' the 44th floor. I like that, man. It's really intense.
Thanks, Jay, baby. It's
very patriotic.
Yeah, you know, it's a patriotic song. I didn't... ran in the studio, did the song. It came from another source, but that's what turned out, man. Run in the studio, do that. That's what the blessing was, so I go with it, you know?
Well, can you do something for us acoustically? Like, you know, give us a song?
Like,
Unplugged
right,
here
mama.
Today? Yeah, let's do a little something like that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Come on.
No, man, I do that around town. This is this original music.
You gotta tease me? You won't even give me a little now?
Okay, I'll do a song. Here you go. You want me to do it now?
Yeah, let's go. Let's rock this place.
Entitled, I Will Always Love You.
is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. We are here on the 44th floor, like always. And today, George Doty joins us. He, of course, was here with Blackwater 5. Today, he's promoting his CD called The Nevada Kid Rides Again. That was one of the songs on there called I Will Always Love You. You've heard Desert Under the Desert Sky today. Some good stuff from George Doty.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, man.
Didn't mean to catch you off guard.
No, man. I'm mellow here. It's a mellow place, man. It's very highly intense, but at the same time, you thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jay.
I want to wrap up this interview with something that sort of fits the Las Vegas theme here. You have a song about the Boulevard, Strip, as we like to call it.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good one, man. Maybe we should listen to it, huh? Maybe give it. Let's throw it out there, man. It's a great song, man. It was my gift from the spirit once again to Las Vegas and all over the world and you got to listen to the song, man. It was a gift. One more time, it's a gift. You know, nothing I do. I mean, I can do jingles all day long. You know, for different venues. But these songs that are on this CD that you're being kind of throw out there on the air, we do appreciate it.
Now you're
all special, man.
You're getting a regular gig right here in town where people can come and see you.
Sure, we have a couple band venues where I do around town and play the casinos, the clubs, and the schools. We do some work around town for the college, the community college, and maybe an occasional concert.
You're going to be performing at a bar? Is that correct?
Well, you know, there's nothing we should plug one bar or the other. Let's just plug Las Vegas, you know, and toss on this here.
Well, what's the best way people can find you?
Oh, the Nevada Kid on the Internet. Once again, that's cdbaby.com, and you look under the Nevada Kid Rides Again in the search engine on cdbaby.com, and you can find the songs or any listings, or I might have something on MySpace or the Electric Lunch or something. But
you do have a MySpace page.
Not really, not currently. So
you're working on.
I may put something on
all
there.
All right.
But
welcome to the wonderful world of MySpace.
Yeah. Otherwise, Yahoo, GEOMAX11552 at yahoo.com. Yeah.
There you go. But we'll wrap things up with your song about the Boulevard. What's it appropriately titled?
It's entitled On the Boulevard.
Here it is.
There it is. Yeah, you got it.
Right
Thanks,
here.
Thanks, Jay. Crazy
no
Jay,
No problem,
baby.
Buddy. Here it is, right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Hey, man, let's go down on the strip tonight,
man.
Let's go. Down on the Boulevard.
Yeah, you know I want to go.
One.
Come on.
Two.
Let's go.
One, two, three, roll 'em.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs and she was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough.
it'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself.
Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Daddy, I think Bullet wants to go outside.
Then take him, son. Sure, he's a Great Dane, meaner and 100 pounds heavier than you. Sure, he's strong enough to tow an SUV, but you're a Peterson, and at four, you're a man. So take Bullet's chain and wrap it around your wrist twice.
Like this?
I use both hands, but hey. Now show him who's boss. Let him know who's top of the food chain.
But I'm afraid I could get hurt.
I'm afraid I don't understand. Just keep him away from that cat.
Come on, boy.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult. So why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Make him spit that cat out this instant!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
Once in a while, maybe you will feel the urge to break international copyright law by downloading MP3s from file-sharing sites like Morpheus or Grokster or LimeWire or Kazaa. But deep in your heart, you know the guilt would drive you mad, and the shame would leave a permanent scar. Cause you start out stealing songs, then you're robbing liquor stores and selling crack and running over school kids with your car. So don't download this song. The record store's where you like the evil, hard-bitten criminal scum you are. So don't download this song. Don't go pirating music all day long. Go and buy the CD like you know that you should. Oh, don't download this song.
Bye.
Music here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with his song called Don't Download This Song from his album Straight Outta Linwood. I am Crazy Jay. I am your host of all of this madness. I want to thank George Doty for being here today. We still got some music still ahead. We still got some laughs. I just want to point out that we're not going to get to the Craig Shoemaker interview on this show, but we'll have it for you on the next one. I do promise, I promise, I promise, I promise. But now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, here is The Clash.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day it's fine, the next it's black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest me.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free, yeah.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now?
take me alive. The time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive. No one's gonna take me.
Rock you like a hurricane. Fire and vinegar. Here I am. Rock you. The sun comes out, his mind was shaking, really loud. Get his furry, scratch my skin. So what is wrong? Another sin.
It's Scorpions here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Rock You Like a Hurricane. That's what we're doing here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, all up here on the 44th floor. Remember, you can contact me through email. It's crazyj@comic.com. You can also find me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. You know, in the news, you hear a lot of stuff about bad things on MySpace, the online predators and this and that, but you don't really hear about a lot of the cool things about people finding each other. And one of the cool things, one of the greatest things that have happened to me in the last couple of months is I was able to locate my foster brother on MySpace. And way back when, on the old Crazy J shows, you guys might remember, he used to make appearances on my show. We used to call him Screwy Stewie. He's not so screwy anymore. He's pretty awesome, and it is amazing that after 11 and a half years, I was able to track him down on MySpace, and he's living in Vegas now with me, and it's awesome. I have never been so happy to actually find somebody like that. So this one is actually going to go out to my brother Stuart. Here you go, buddy.
Say, I need a sign.
That's a rare one by The Uninvited called Brother. That was released on a cassette when you became a member of their fan club. It was the album that never was. That's a song called Brother. Sending that one out to my brother, Stuart. And this is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. You know, for those that don't know, I do work at Star Trek The Experience. And there is a guy there, one of the actors, that watches so much television that I have to believe he has at least three TiVos in his house, because this guy watches an amazing amount of television, from every reality show that's on, from the freaking designing shows on Bravo to Top Chef to Dances with Stars, American Idol, Survivor, I mean, name it, 24, Grey's Anatomy, Desperate Housewives. I mean, this guy watches so much television. He has to have three TiVos in his house. So this next group of stuff I'm going to play is actually going out to that guy at Star Trek The Experience.
I'll tell you the story of Jimmy Jett, and you know what I tell you is true. He loved to watch his TV set almost as much as you. He watched all day, he watched all night, till he grew pale and lean from the early show to the late, late show. And all the shows between him. He watched till his eyes were frozen wide, and his bottom grew into his chair, and his chin turned into a tuning dial, and antenna grew out of his hair, and his brains turned into TV tubes, and his face to a TV screen, and two knobs saying vert and horiz grew where his ears had been. And he grew a plug that looked like a tail. So we plugged in little Jim. And now, instead of him watching TV, we all sit around and watch him.
Remember. Irritated by that effect of watching TV late at night. I do this most nights. I'm watching TV. Tell me if you have this happens to you. You're watching TV. It's getting late. You're getting tired. You're starting to fall asleep. You think to yourself, I could get into bed, go to sleep right now. But I don't. I don't go to bed. I fight, sleep, and continue searching for entertainment. No, I gotta find a car blowing up, somebody naked. I don't care what it is. I gotta fight. What is this? Go to bed! The finger that hits the button on the remote control is the last part of the human body to fall asleep. You're out cold. That finger's still going, still looking. It is amazing what people will believe. I watch these infomercials late at night. I start to believe them. I don't know what the hour is. There is an hour that I'm watching. And I start thinking, you know, I don't think I could cut through a shoe with any of my knives. That does look pretty good. There is nothing about my life that I could tell you that is more embarrassing than the fact that I have actually spoken the words, I would like to order the Ginsu knife. I wish I was making all this up. I actually own the Ginsu knife. I'm going to get this knife and cut my shoes up.
It's Jerry Seinfeld here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Late Night TV. And ahead of that, Frank's 2,000-inch TV by Weird Al. And we started it off with Jimmy Jett, the TV set by Shel Silverstein from the CD Where the Sidewalk Ends. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J, and this is the day I... Keep on talking.
there's a knife in the chest of my ambition. There's a dream lying bleeding on the floor, overdrawn at the bank of opportunity. And now the bill collector's standing at the door.
It's All Good. That's The Uninvited. As you know, Bill Corey, Steve Taylor, and his brother JT, former members of The Uninvited, have gotten together to reform a group called The Lemons, and I'm still in touch with JT oftentimes, and I'm told they're in the mixing stage of their new album called Fish Ranch Road. So hopefully within the next month or two, we'll be getting some new stuff from them, and JT will be on to talk to us about it. And give us an exclusive of one of their new songs from their album, Fish Ranch Road. Well, we're going to end today's rockin' comedy show with a clip from Rodney Carrington's new CD called King of the Mountain. As you know, him and Barry Martin were really good friends. Barry Martin, of course, was on this show a couple of times, did the song Butt Scootin' Doggy. Passed away a few years ago in his sleep, unexpectedly. He wasn't ill or anything. Rodney took it pretty hard, and on his TV show, Barry Martin was a character that was based on Barry Martin.
And he talks about some funny stuff and also ends it with a very serious song that he wrote for Barry Martin. And it's kind of a fitting way to end the show, because recently, as you know, I lost my grandfather, and that was one of the reasons why I took some time off. And it's a nice little song. I just wanted to share it to show you that Rodney does have a serious side. Here's a song called Angel Friend.
You lift me up each day, even though you've gone away. Your spirit dances in my mind, in my heart, and in my soul. The life you live, the love you left, the ones you touched, we won't forget. You give us strength in time of need, my friend, my angel friend. And we shared good times through the years. In my heart and soul, you're here. My friend, my angel friend. I hear you whisper in the wind, piece by piece our hearts will mend. The dreams you share will carry on here and now and beyond. And the world will smile, for you were here. The gifts you brought will hold them dear. I'll take you with me till we meet again, my friend, my angel friend. And we'll share good times from now on. In my heart, you live on with me, my friend, my angel friend. I miss my friend.
Rodney Carrington from his new CD called King of the Mountain. That was a song written for his friend Barry Martin called Angel Friend. It's going to be time to say goodbye now, and I'm going to leave you with that song, make you kind of think about someone special in your life, somebody you might have recently lost like I did. Anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show. We'll be back next time with my interview with Craig Shoemaker. And much, much more. Plus, don't forget, Desert Fest is right around the corner. Get that camping gear out, dust it off, get ready to go, get ready to party. It's going to be fun, like it is every single year. I'll catch you guys next time.